Kitchen Crafts by Julie Wardell. Caesar Salad Pitas. Get together 1 head of romaine lettuce, washed and dried. Some Caesar salad dressing. 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese. 1/2 cup of small croutons. 2 to 3 pita breads. First, with clean hands, tear the romaine into small pieces and put them into a salad bowl. 2. Pour the Caesar dressing, just as much as tastes good, over the lettuce and toss the salad until it's evenly coated. Add the cheese and the croutons and toss it again. 3. Cut the pitas in half and carefully open them so they won't tear. Then place a large scoop of the salad inside each pocket. Eat it up. It's good. Potatoes O'Brien Soup. Get together the following. 2 cans of chicken broth, about 14.5 ounces each, or 411 grams. Also, 1/2 cup of water. 2 large potatoes, peeled and diced. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. 8 to 10 slices of bacon. 1/2 cup of chopped onion. 1/2 cup of chopped green pepper. 1 can of evaporated milk. That's 12 ounces, or 354 milliliters. First, in a large pan, combine the chicken broth, water, potatoes, salt, and pepper. Heat it to a boil. Then turn down the heat and simmer until the potatoes are tender. Do steps 2 and 3 while the potatoes are cooking. Step 2. Cook the bacon until it's crisp. Remove it from the pan and drain off all but a little of the grease. When the bacon is cool, crumble it into small pieces and set it aside. Step 3. Place the chopped onion and green pepper in the pan with the leftover bacon grease. Cook it until it's tender. 4. Stir the bacon, onion, and green pepper and the milk into the potato soup. Reheat, but do not boil it again. Fruit pizza. Get together these ingredients. 1 tube of refrigerator sugar cookie dough. That's about 18 ounces, or 510 grams. 1 package of cream cheese, which has been softened. That's about 8 ounces, or 227 grams. 1 cup of powdered sugar. 1 1/2 cups of whipped topping, thawed. And cut up fruit of your choice, well drained. Maraschino cherries, pineapple, mandarin oranges, bananas, strawberries, kiwi fruit, grapes, or any other fruit you like. First, lightly grease a 12 to 14 inch pizza pan or a large cookie sheet. That's about 30 to 36 centimeters. Press the cookie dough on the bottom and sides of the pan. 2. Bake the cookie dough at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 to 15 minutes or until the edges are lightly browned. That's the same as 175 degrees centigrade. Take the cookie out when it's browned and let it cool. Step 3. Blend together the cream cheese, sugar, and whipped topping. Spread the mixture evenly over the crust. Decorate the pizza with all the fruit. Yummy! End of Kitchen Crafts.